Let's repeat that. Hegel's dialectics are very largely designed to pervert the ideas of 1789, which makes Marxism homage to the man and his work. The use of his language, to my mind, very perverted. Social critique in the Marxist tradition, progressive social criticism, draws on Hegel's language as if he's helpful, as if he serves we the people, which clearly he does not. The motives of those who swim in his murky philosophical waters is treated in the media, and I mean left progressive, as self-evident. It's never discussed, but it's been long for me a question. What is their goal, these folks who carry him on their shoulders? They claim the progressive mantle, but it's hard to believe their goal is freedom for all of us. But if it is, how does employing this language, playing with abstract concepts that are not only utterly divorced from solving the dilemma of our containment, but actually used to strengthen it? How does adopting this language accomplish it? Given my experience since writing Waking Up, such mental exercises suggest to me the hidden hand of power behind scenes, and that's not great revelation when you consider the point we began with, which is that the educational institutions are structured to reproduce rule. What else could it be but the hidden hand of power behind scenes? What else could it be if not serving the function, as Popper explained to us and Martin Bernal in Black Athena, of creating a gulf between ruler and ruled? What else could it be but agreeing to police the margin with a thick book of abstract concepts? Popper, and in an inversion of his service, which would likely disturb him, Bentham, have provided us with the best explanation of why Hegel's system doesn't serve us, we the people. Bentham advised power to own the lexicon, define the terms. We've discussed Bentham in many shows, and the July 7, 2013 show, for example, and this show is included in a PDF of the radio conversations called Reclaiming Our Leadership, Our Stolen Gifts to Establish a Future Based on Distributed Generation. We're going to be developing that concept over time, is my intention. That PDF devotes considerable time to discussing him. He's also, by the way, featured in the blog Bentham's Strategic Verities. And he's also featured in The Violence of Class. Quote, Bentham instructed power on the importance of controlling the lexicon, the key definitions that justify class. Let's never forget his advice to the rulers, quote unquote, so-called rulers. Quote, he who defined the language ruled the universe, making the sovereign legislator the ultimate lexicographer. The larger the scope and operational range of his abstractions, the wider his area of government, of legislative and judicial authority. To him, he said, quote, belongs the power of making wrong and right change nature, unquote. And that's Mary Peter Mack quoting Jeremy Bentham in A Bentham Reader. What this means for us is that power, using philosophy, abstract thought, or the constructed, very crafted authority of science, spins a very sticky web, which it extends and invites our manipulation. Or as Popper says, imagine a maze in which all roads lead back to a central containment, i.e. no escape. This is the practical application of Hegel's philosophical maze. We are forever kept uncertain about what anything means. And then all roads lead back to power, to what is, no escape. When rulers claim that up is down and wrong is right, what they're really saying is might makes right. They make their own luck. They make their own dominance. And lest you imagine that Popper's passion is misplaced, that it little matters Hegel's motives to we the people or to power today. Recall, the vampire spans the generations. He still exists. He's still called to service by sheepdogs across the political spectrum.
Sorry.
I gesture a lot. Talk with my hands, arms, body. These days I have to laugh. Let's continue.